God's good news and why salvation plan for a fallen world. Every human being in the world is born with a lost and sinful nature. This is due to the disobedience of Adam and Eve towards a holy and all-righteous God. This is also due to our own natural disobedience towards living without God in our lives. Humans are all born with a deadly disease known as sin. God sent his perfect and sinless only Son down to earth, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Theanthropos, from the Greek language meaning fully God and fully man. Jesus was completely capable of feeling human pain and suffering. God sent Jesus Christ because he wanted to offer a solution for lost humans and for all mankind to be redeemed. The coming of Jesus was foretold by numerous Jewish prophets. Approximately 740 years before Christ was even born, the great Jewish prophet Isaiah wrote with immeasurable accuracy of the coming of Jesus Christ the Messiah. Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This prophecy is important, very simple, and so clear that any person who reads or hears it can easily understand that Isaiah is foretelling the birth of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the sin bearer and the savior of a lost world. The coming of Jesus Christ was in complete accordance with Jewish tradition. In that tradition, there is no redemption of sin without the spilling of blood. In the Old Testament, before Jesus came, a goat or a lamb had to be sacrificed in order to atone for human sin. In order to please an all-holy God, that lamb had to be perfect, without blemishes, without disease, without broken bones. The Jews sacrificed their very best lamb in order to please our holy God. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is himself the perfect blood sacrifice who takes upon himself all of the sins of the world. Jesus Christ suffered in my place. He took my punishment. What does this mean for us? We are put in a dilemma. We can either put our trust in Jesus and accept his free gift as payment for our sins, or we can trust in ourselves and attempt to please God by using our good behavior and good works instead. God will not accept our good behavior and good works as entrance into heaven. God has made that extremely clear in the Bible. We cannot deceive God or mock him by creating our own rules contrary to what is so clearly spelled out in the Word of God. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, we read, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." These verses in Ephesians show us that Jesus Christ is the one who deserves our trust. Jesus loved mankind so much that he suffered immeasurable human pain in our place. Jesus carried a heavy cross a long distance through the streets in humiliation in front of many people. He was whipped mercilessly. He was mocked, was spit upon, had a painful, sharp crown of thorns pushed deep into his head, had huge iron nails hammered into his hands and feet in a very cruel manner. He bled profusely and painfully for many hours as he hung on the cross at Calvary. He died very slowly with unspeakable human pain. Why did Jesus endure this horrible pain? He endured it out of his infinite and unequaled love for all human beings, including myself, so that we could be set free from our evil natural tendencies, addictions, sin, and its accompanying guilt, so that we would have triumphant power over Satan's temptations and stronghold over our lives here on earth, so that we could experience true, unspeakable joy rather than Satan's counterfeit, temporary pleasures that we enjoy for a very short time, but ultimately lead us to destruction, painful suffering, and eternal death. Jesus only asks us for three simple things. he asks us to invite him into our lives in order to receive salvation. He asks us to say a simple prayer in order to invite him into our hearts, so that his Holy Spirit will take over our lives. He then asks us for repentance, turning in the opposite direction of our sin. Jesus also asks us to follow him forever, including reading the Word of God here on earth. By receiving Christ's free gift, we are completely delivered. We are forgiven and made new creations, regardless of how serious and profound our past sins were. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Any person can be washed completely clean, made new and acceptable to an all-holy God through the precious blood of Jesus. Even people with the worst and most offensive sins can be washed totally clean. Let his magnificent name be praised and glorified. He is so worthy of our worship and adoration. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. Additionally, God gives us complete assurance of our eternal salvation through our relationship to Christ and faith in him. 1 John, the 5th chapter in verses 12 and 13. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. At this moment, I would like to ask you an extraordinarily important personal question with eternal consequences. Do you personally know Jesus Christ? It's not enough to know about Jesus. Even Satan knows details about Jesus. You have to know him intimately and fellowship with him daily. So I encourage you right now to pray to God from your heart. You may want to say something like this: Lord Jesus, I want to invite you to live in my heart forever. I would like to give you all of myself so that you can renew me and make me an entirely new person. Please, Lord, forgive me of all my sins and show me how to follow you daily. I give you thanks for your wonderful sacrifice and for the precious blood that you spilled in order to redeem my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.